Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and we've got music coming up from France, Algeria, Lebanon, Finland, Wales, Belize and Ghana. But let's start with the sparkly, dancey groove of this new single from Anatolian psych folk group Derya Yıldırım and Grup Şimşek.
Thank you.
Derya Yildirim and Group Shimshek, starting us off there with an ode to passionate love and seduction. And that was the first single from their new album, which comes out in November. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I'm about to play you an absolute cracker of a track from an amazing new album called Queen of Sheba, and it's a collaboration between trumpeter and composer Ibrahim Maalouf and singer Angelique Kidjo. Together, they've written a 7-part suite, and they've actually performed it live a few times, and I would love to have been at one of those gigs because it sounds amazing. Kidjo's voice is just so acrobatic, rhythmic, gritty and graceful as she reimagines the ancient story of the African Queen of Sheba. All the lyrics are hers, and the music was composed and arranged entirely by Ibrahim Maalouf for band, including himself on trumpet, and full orchestra. And he's done a fantastic job. Just listen to this, the opening track, Ahan, which means the tongue. Kosi pashakam, kosi sheke sheke kam, kosi igbakam, kosi sheke sheke kam, kosi pashakam. Essa fumi Solomon yongo bolobe walata nisi. Essa fumi Solomon yongo bolobe walata nisi. Eni niyoba, eni yoba Jerusalem. Shake it up,
역시 쉐크쉐크가.
ارسم لي دار بتواقي كبار بشرح متربي تدخل للقلب ارسم لي طير كطير الحر اللي حتى واحد مكسب ارسم لي طريق في وسط غابة شفت الدابة تمشي في الغنم والراعي دايرين بيه ديابة هدا يغمس وهدا يسلم البارح شفتك في المنام وبالنص جدي فوق كتفك كل جهة داير بيك الحمام كلمة الحق خارجة من فمك ارسم لي بحر بيكونش غامق شحال من الواحد غمر وغرق خطر بحياته وفرق دموعي مال الممات تحرق قرصم لي احباب في غفلة راحت نسمة العشية حصدت ودات خلت لي جرح ساكن في الدات دنيا في عيني كشمعة دابت البارح شفتك في المنام وبالنص جدي فوق كتفك كل جهاد يربي كل حمام وكلمة الحق خرجة من فمك ارسم لي بلاد حدودها جنة لا حاكم ظالم فيها لا حرب جنة على الأرض معمرة بالورد ودري صغار تجري وتلعب ارسم لي بلاد من الشرق للغرب وارسم ويدان تجري فيها ناس حفيانة تمشي فوقدها واشتقت لي ارويها مرسمها في النام رسم لي تبسيمة تسيل عربي كرهت نشوف دل في وجه إنسان دم الأحرار ساكن قلبي رسم لي بلاد مرسمها في النام رسم لي تبسيمة تسيل عربي كرهت نشوف دل في وجه إنسان دم الأحرار ساكن قلبي رسم لي بلاد عنوان هالأمان.
The new single from Algeria's Souad Massi. The title translates as Draw Me a Land. And her full album, Sikana, will be released in October. Before that, you heard the opening track from Ibrahim Maalouf and Angelique Kidjo's Queen of Sheba album. And apparently, Ibrahim is releasing a solo album later this year that I'm told sounds totally different to his previous work, which is quite intriguing. We'll keep you posted. Lots still to come here on Music Planet, including French bagpipes, Romanian panpipes, and a road trip to Lebanon. But first, let's head to Finland for this from Pelka Potonen's new album, Puhe Verivuata.
Stop.
Yeah.
L'Homme à tête de cheval from Matthias Delplanque and François Robin. And that was François playing a bagpipe from the Nantes region in France. I have seen him before, though, using bagpipes to trigger all sorts of electronic trickery, so I assume there was probably some of that going on there too. And that was a brand new recording. It's only been out in the world for about a week. Now, a few months ago, I interviewed Ernesto Shahoud, who was talking about a couple of new releases on the We Want Sounds label, and it soon became very apparent that he had lots more music that he'd be very happy to talk to us about. So we've invited him back to be our tour guide on this road trip to Lebanon.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ernesto Shahoud, a DJ, compiler, radio host, and music researcher from Lebanon. I will be taking you on a virtual road trip to my country, where we'll be looking at the work of some of the most important composers and musicians from the 1950s to the 1980s. Sadly, some of these artists are overlooked and rarely played. We're going to start from the north of Lebanon with one of the founders of the Lebanese music identity in a way. He's one of the educators and composers who were pushing the boundaries and trying to devise new systems for the Oriental music. And it happens to be his centenary this year, the great composer Tufik Sukkar. Tufik Sukkar was born in 1922 and died in 2017. He was the first Lebanese to be enrolled in the French Conservatory in 1949, where he studied under Olivier Messiaen. He came back to Lebanon and he was assigned a professor at the Lebanese Conservatory in 1953, where he brought with him the teaching and the techniques he learned from Messiaen and tried to modernize the curriculum. He was dubbed as the Lebanese Bartok because of his work on the folkloric Lebanese music, where he adopted the polyphonic system to Oriental music that is based on a quarter tone. He was advocating through lectures and teaching to abandon the quarter tone, which has opened a big discussion in the 1970s and 60s that was very controversial. The piece we're listening to is taking from his work called Du Cœur de la Montagne, which means From the Heart of the Mountain, and it's led by Nina Bakhtansar on the kanun. Nina Bakhtansar was married to Tufik Sukkar and also another great musician that pushed the boundaries of the kanun much further. That was Suite Folklorique Libanaise on the kanun Nena Bakhtansar. It was a very obvious example of the use of polyphonic system on the Lebanese folkloric music that's quarter tone based. Now we're going to move to the south of Lebanon with Walid Ghulmiye, who was born in a town called Marjayoun in 1938. Walid Ghulmiye comes from the same tradition of Tufik Sukkar. He was the director of the Lebanese Conservatory from 1991 till 2011, till his death. He had 320 compositions, 6 symphonies, and he wrote loads of soundtracks. This piece of music was written in 1971 for Byblos music festivals, and it's called Raqsat al-Sabaya, which means Dances of the Girls. This is a good example of the development of folkloric Lebanese dances and the use of Western instruments. It has heavy drum breaks, great piano, and fantastic vocals. That was a fantastic piece of music by Walid Ghulmiye, written 1971 for Byblos Festival. It's called The Dances of the Girls. Now we move to Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, and Fayrouz. Fayrouz is considered the voice of Lebanon and the voice of the whole Arab world, the ultimate diva. For all Lebanese, it meant this nostalgic voice, the voice of this imaginary nation, imaginary Lebanon that never existed, this utopia. Fayrouz's best known works are composed by the Rahbani brothers, and they were very much classical Arabic and Oriental music. Ballads, mellow, and about love and nation. However, the record I chose to play today is from her later career, from a record called Ma'rifti Fik, composed by her son, Ziad Rahbani, when he started fusing Oriental music with jazz, and that was a very, very unique experiment. This is the fastest record Fayrouz ever sang. It was a very controversial thing because when it came out, people were not used to this style. There was an immediate reaction against it, including my father, who was friends with Ziad Rahbani. He took the tape and destroyed it when he first listened to it. But 6 months later, my father, when his friends were listening to the record, drinking together and all over Ziad Rahbani and dancing on this record.
Thank you.
That was Fairuz singing Oda Krannan, composed by Ziad Rahbani from her album Ma'rifti Fik. Thank you so much for joining me on this road trip to Lebanon to discover some of the lesser known composers and musicians from my country.
Thanks to Ernesto Shahoud for that road trip to Lebanon. He's a man with so much music to share. Great to hear his choices there. We're going to have a little duo of Welsh tracks now. Well, the second one is actually an Australian-Welsh collaboration, but we're starting off firmly in Wales with Callan's new single, The Song of Evan.
Oh,
Bumba, a traditional Welsh folk song there with lyrics that have been described as a frolicsome tirade against a worthless wife, but others have called them misogyny. Jenny M. Thomas from Australian trio Bush Gothic and fiddler and singer Angharad Jenkins, both mothers, both strong women, were definitely giving that song a bit of a femme folk makeover there though. You can find more of that Bush Gothic Angharad Jenkins collaboration on Bandcamp. And Angharad just happens to be a founder member of the band Callan, whose new single you heard just before that last one. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it is festival season. I know that Lopa Kattari is already getting very excited about going to WOMAD at the end of the month. She'll be bringing us some Music Planet programmes from Charlton Park, and I suspect that this next band will be firmly on her wish list. From Belize, here's Garifuna Collective.
Do rei, o furi do rei. ماسي ماسي يجوبوا نمادب يجوبوا ندوه وفردوها ماسي ماسي.
Garifuna Collective, who'll be at WOMAD this year, as will Music Planet, and we'll be recording. So look out for some special WOMAD broadcasts from us in a few weeks' time. And as well as going to WOMAD, Lopa Katari has also been enjoying herself at Festival Med. Here she is to give us a little bit of an update.
Well, Catherine, I'm on the southern tip of Portugal, about 10 kilometres inland from the Algarve coast, in a beautiful Portuguese town called Lole, for the 18th edition of Festival Med. It's hot, it's beautiful, lovely breeze blowing. Jealous much? As you can imagine, it being Portugal, there is a huge array of artists from the Lusophone world, from Angola, from Cape Verde. I am hoping to line up some interviews with this fabulous bass player from Cote d'Ivoire called Manu Gallo. Also, Aline Frazão from Angola. Vivian, she was a bit of a pop sensation, but she's turned herself into this kind of, I don't know, funky fado singer. Can't wait to hear what her story is. But yeah, all that and more next week when I bring you all the glorious colours from Lole.
Thanks, Lopa. I'm looking forward to hearing that next week. But right now, it's time for this week's classic artist, Gheorghe Zamfir, who's renowned for his playing of the nai, the Romanian panpipes. He was born on April the 6th, 1941, and came to the public eye when he was approached by Swiss ethnomusicologist Marcel Cellier, who was doing a lot of research into Romanian folk music back in the 1960s. Since then, Gheorghe Zamfir has become known as the master of the pan flute. And that Romanian variant, the nai, has been around since the 17th century. It's a diatonic pan flute, often with about 20 pipes bound together. But Zamfir plays expanded versions, going up to as many as 30 pipes, obviously giving extra notes. And he's also very much admired for the way that he can bring out lots of different overtones from each pipe by changing his embouchure. Gheorghe Zamfir seems to have found a real niche playing in film soundtracks. Ennio Morricone asked him to play for the 1984 gangster film Once Upon a Time in America, and you can hear his music in many other films, including Picnic at Hanging Rock, Kill Bill, Karate Kid, and also, see if you recognise this little gem, the title translates as Fluttering Green Leaves. This week's classic artist, Gheorghe Zamfir, master of the Romanian panpipes, or Ney. And in case you've been wondering what academic criteria we use to choose each week's classic artist, I have to admit it's completely arbitrary. So Martin, my producer today, had been watching the 1991 Studio Ghibli film only yesterday with his children. He heard this track and thought, perfect. So I hope you enjoyed it and all of today's music choices. Full details, as ever, are available on BBC Sounds. And that's about it from me, Catherine Tickell, and all of us here on Music Planet. Next week, Lopa will be bringing us all those colourful sounds from Festival Med. But for now, let's finish with a track from an album that came out a couple of weeks ago. It's apparently the first ever compilation to focus on Berger High Life, which is a crossover of West African melodies with synthesizers, boogie and disco. It kind of took over Ghanaian airwaves during the 1980s. Here's Pa Jude from the album Berger Revolution, Ghanaian Music in the Digital Age, 1983 to 1992, Volume 1.
Yeah.
The sound of Ghanaian digital high life, bringing today's Music Planet with Catherine Tekel to a close. Tune in at the same time next week when Lapa Qatari will be at Festival Med in Portugal. BBC Radio 3, it's 5 o'clock. Time now for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Kevin Legrand, and on the show today, live music from two jazz legends who make one formidable duo, guitarist John Scofield and bassist Dave Holland. But first, some fresh music from a young Ethiopian pianist who's based in Los Angeles. His name is Kibron Berhane, and his new album is called Here and There. And here is a lovely swaying dance track to get us underway, Mercato.